tell me when you first heard that something had happened. What did you hear and what did you see?
Okay, so I finished work at 6 o'clock yesterday evening. I normally just drive days. And I went to bed about 9:30. And then I got woken up by lots of text messages and WhatsApp messages on my phone. I'm a member of a WhatsApp group of cab drivers, and we just exchange information on it, basically. And they were telling, one driver was saying, there's been something going on at the Manchester Arena. Then over the course of an hour, all the information started pouring out that, you know, of this, what seems to be a terrorist attack. It's not being confirmed as yet, but I'm sure it's still quite early, and whatever has happened will come out in due course. So I decided to get dressed and come out and start giving people free rides anywhere they wanted to go to.
Why did you decide to do that, Bob?
I think partly because I think it's maybe a Mancunian thing to do. It's being from Manchester, I'm proud of my city. I'm proud of where I live, and I'm proud of what I do. And just to help people out, you know, I suppose it's easy just to, you know, roll over, go back to bed and leave it to somebody else to do. But I mean, people out there stuck. There's no trains running. The buses got shut down. And people are just stuck, not able to get home. So myself and a few of my colleagues have decided to take it upon ourselves to give people help wherever they need it.
How many cab drivers do you reckon were doing that? Was it like everyone or most? Or
I wouldn't say everyone. I'd say quite a few, but I don't have the numbers, unfortunately.
Sure.
I'll probably find that out a bit later on in the next few hours when some of the drivers start clocking off work and we start talking again.
What did the passengers say when they realised they were getting a lift home after something dreadful for free?
Initially, it's like, do you want to ride home for free? And they look at you completely confused, like, what's the catch? No, it's free. I'm taking you home wherever you want to go. I'll take you home for free. And some people have been really great. I mean, I've had people, you know, look, here's some money. And I said, look, I can't take it off you, but I will give it to charity. So as soon as, I'll donate it, whatever money I've collected tonight, I'll just go donate it all to charity.
How much do you reckon you might have collected?
I've not even carried.
What, a couple of hundred pounds or less, or?
A lot less than that.
Maybe
20, 30 pounds.
That's nice.
At most, at absolute maximum.
And I just wonder what people were saying to you about, I don't know if you gave this to only to people who were actually at the concert, but what sort of things were people saying to you?
Some of the journeys have been like 10, 15 minutes long, so you do have to start having a bit of a chat with your passengers. And one lady was very articulate, and she was saying that when things like this happen, they only try to divide us and try to make communities turn on each other. And she was quite right. And I suppose it's part of the reason why I thought I'd come back out and help people. It's to stand together with people of Manchester, say, you know, this is not going to divide us. We're still going to be a community afterwards. Yeah, sure, there's going to be people who are going to point fingers and blame X, Y, Z for this to happen. But I think we're bigger than that. I think it's all about communities pulling together rather than pulling apart. That's my own personal view.
I don't know how old you are, Bob. I was in Britain for the 2005 bombings on the underground and the bus and the failed ones just a little bit afterwards. And that really did divide in some ways. There was a really quite angry debate that flowed from that. Do you think with the attack recently in Westminster and then this in the middle of an election campaign, do the attacks still provoke do they still lead to the same sort of division and debate, or is it different?
Now, this will shock you, but I am an Asian and I am Muslim. And that being said, I'm also a proud Mancunian and proud Brit. And for me, personally, it horrifies me that people are doing this in the name of a religion, any religion. I mean, for me, my religion's always been a great source of comfort and great source of strength. And my religion doesn't teach to go blow people up. that's not the religion I know. Not what I believe in. I believe in helping people, helping another human being, irrespective of their colour, their beliefs, or whatever. We're all the same. We all bleed red. We're all the same on the inside. It doesn't matter what you look like or what your persuasion is. We're all human, and we're all here to just to get along. And that's my own. That's my philosophy, and that's what I've been brought up to believe. And people will try to divide groups and point fingers, but I think we're bigger than that. And I think we just need to stand up and be proud. Eloquent with it, but
it's your point of view and it's your opinion. Beautiful to hear. I'm curious, how long have you driven a cab for?
15 years now.
Do you like it?
It's hard work, but the good thing is I was doing it for free while Uber was surcharging the heck out of everybody. So there's a lot of people really unhappy with Uber, and I'm happy about that. So this sort of shows you what Uber's all about. Grab your money and spank your ass.
I'm unsurprised to hear a licensed taxi driver say that about Uber. And your team is?
Manchester United, mate.
United, right.
There's only one team in Manchester, mate.
Apparently that's so. And look, I just wonder, what's your thought going to be? Geez, it must be really late there now. I don't know if you're going to get back to sleep, but where do you think your mind will turn to as you try to get some sleep?
Good question. My immediate thoughts go to the family or the people who've passed tonight. My heart goes out to them, though, first and foremost. The first responders who came to the aid of the people at Manchester Arena, police, paramedics, my heart goes out to them as well, because while obviously everybody else is running away, they're running towards it. So I always do doff my cap to those people. You know, just they're special human beings. They really are. I'm just doing a small, very small part in helping.
Look, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I hope you get some good sleep.
Oh, I hope so too. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot.